T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people. Local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Illinois has more than 1,800 new cases of COVID-19 for a total of 279,114. 22 more people have died. IDPH Executive Director Ngozi Ezike points out,
I need to add here that these individuals that were diagnosed with COVID did not choose to get COVID. They're not bad people for catching the virus. We need not point fingers or vilify people who test positive.
Governor Pritzker says Illinois is setting records when it comes to testing.
Over the weekend, we reported more than 74,000 tests in a one-day period, a new high. We're now averaging over 52,000 tests each day, among the top testing states in the nation. And we are one of the first states to surpass 5 million tests since the onset of this pandemic.
As cases rise in the Rockford, Dixon, and Galena areas, the governor pleads with people to wear a mask. He also points out that the numbers are improving in the region that covers Will and Kankakee counties. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The Chicago Premium Outlets Shopping Center in Aurora is closing its COVID-19 testing site on September 30th. According to the Kane County Health Department, the property owner opted out of renewing a lease. The parking lot testing site originally opened in April and performed hundreds of tests a day. In Kane County, more than 12,000 people have tested positive for the coronavirus and 327 have died. The Illinois Department of Public Health lists dozens of other nearby testing sites available on its website. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Chicago Department of Public Health reports 6 cases of West Nile virus in city residents spread throughout the city. Each developed symptoms in the past several weeks and each has been hospitalized. Symptoms include fever, nausea, headache, and muscle aches, but most people who are infected show no symptoms. The Chicago residents are said to be between 34 and 75 years old. Last year, there were 6 cases in the city and 1 death. There have been no West Nile deaths in Illinois so far this year. The first human case was in DuPage County involving a Darien woman. Public health officials warn the risk remains as long as mosquitoes remain active, typically until the first frost. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
County Board President Tony Preckwinkle led the announcement at the Thornton Distillery Company, one of the companies that will benefit from the Cook County COVID-19 Small Business Assistance Program.
This program provides $12.6 million in grants to suburban small businesses. This program also provides $2.4 million to create a free business advising and education program for businesses across the city and suburbs of Cook County.
Commissioner Donna Miller, who represents the area, says many small businesses, which are often the life's blood of their neighborhoods, didn't have the connections, the knowledge, or the credit necessary to take part in earlier federal aid. This program means to correct that. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Taste of Pilsen will go on this year, but as with so many other events, it's being changed because of the pandemic. This year's event will be a to-go format where people can pick up samples from dozens of Pilsen neighborhood restaurants. The event will be held next Tuesday from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. Another Catholic church in Chicago will hold its final mass. This is this weekend. St. Maurice at 36th and Hoyne is being closed because of what the Archdiocese says is large debt, needed repairs, and falling attendance. The final Mass will be held at 6 o'clock Saturday evening, with attendance limited to 60 people because of COVID restrictions. The city's chosen five development teams to compete for a project to rebuild part of the area near the Harold Washington Library. The site consists of city-owned property at the northeast corner of Van Buren and Plymouth Court. The site includes a parking garage and a vacant building. The winner is expected to be picked early next year. Belt tightening is apparently on the way for Cook County healthcare facilities.
The Health Systems Board of Directors has submitted a preliminary $3.4 billion 2021 budget plan that would enact extensive cuts aimed at closing a projected $187 million deficit. The proposal, which includes slightly more money from the county but less than what system officials had wanted, heads to the county board for further consideration. The system, which operates Stroger and Provident hospitals and provides health care for the poor, already was facing a crisis in uncompensated medical care when the coronavirus pandemic hit. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.